Chapter 17. Before they went to sleep, Edwin showed Cole how to suspend the coolers of fresh food from high branches in case bears visited during the night. "Tomorrow night we'll dance," he said.
"What do you mean, dance?" Cole said.
"We'll build a fire and dance our feelings." Edwin offered no more explanation, so Cole didn't ask. But long after Edwin and Garvey fell asleep, Cole lay awake in the tent listening to their deep, regular breathing. The hard ground made his hip and arm ache. Outside, the wind strained through the treetops, and deep in the trees, a branch broke. Memory of the spirit bear flashed into Cole's mind. Was the bear still out there, and was it angry? Or was it only curious? Cole tried to fall asleep, but troubled thoughts hounded him. What was his mother doing right now? Was she thinking about him, too? And what about his father? Did he care about anything other than himself? Cole thought about his own troubles with the law and about all his troubles at school. He thought about Edwin, about Garvey, and about Peter. He truly did hope Peter would be okay. As he tossed and turned, Cole found himself growing angry again. He tried to fight back the familiar rage with his memory of touching the spirit bear, but nothing seemed to ward off the bitterness and frustration that flooded his mind. Edwin had been right when he said that anger was never forgotten. Cole thought about his past and also about his future. Tomorrow, he would begin building a shelter under the watchful eyes of Edwin and Garvey. Even with his bum arm, he'd probably do all the work while they sat around on their butts like they had today. And then what? What would happen after they left? Cole imagined the cold, the rain, carrying water, keeping a fire going, doing schoolwork, and long, long hours of being alone and bored. That wasn't much to celebrate. Cole's angry thoughts repeated themselves like a stuck record until finally he slipped into a troubled sleep. Almost immediately, a hand shook him awake.
"Get up and come with me," grunted Edwin.
"What time is it?" Cole grumbled, his head still numb with fatigue. "Where are we going?"
"Hurry," Edwin ordered. "It's almost morning."
Cole clawed his way out of the sleeping bag and fumbled into his shirt and pants. The icy air had made his clothes stiff, and he shivered. He heard Garvey still snoring loudly as he crawled out into the brisk air. The faint glow of dawn showed over the trees and dimmed the stars as Cole started to pull on his tennis shoes. Edwin stopped him.
"Put these on," he said,
holding out a pair of knee-high rubber boots.
"Tennis shoes aren't much good up here, except around camp."
Cole was still putting on a second rubber boot when Edwin headed out.
"Let's go, before the sun comes up," Edwin said, setting off at a brisk pace.
He had a small pack slung over his shoulder.
"What's the big deal?" asked Cole. His stiff joints ached as he hobbled to catch up. "Morning shouldn't be wasted."
By the time they reached the stream, Edwin breathed heavily. His pot belly definitely wasn't from too much hiking. Without stopping, he waded into the water and used the edge of the stream as a pathway to avoid the heavy underbrush. He picked his footing deliberately along the slippery bottom, working his way upstream. Cole followed, splashing along stiffly in the gathering daylight.